MLB, NBA, NHL, NFL, Score Big has all the sports tickets you want at up to 60% off. It's easy to use. I've used it myself. All you got to do is log on to sportsgamblingpodcast.com and click the Score Big icon. Score Big, the lead pipe lock for great game tickets. Welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I am Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan, Real Money Kramer. How you feeling about this year's team, Ryan? Fantasy team, of course.
Well, two drafts down, Sean. Feeling good so far. Honestly, it's one of those, which unfortunately, you know, they're not the biggest of money leagues, but I feel like both drafts went almost as well as I could have planned them.
But let's be honest. Has there ever been a fantasy draft where you walk away and go, I don't feel great about this draft?
Oh, no, definitely. I mean, you definitely are optimistic, but I'm saying before the draft. So I just finished a auction league, 12-team PPR, Sean, for those fantasy folks out there.
Wow, you're blowing my mind with these
and,
terms.
We kind of had a plan beforehand, and it – usually when you have a very specific plan, like, hey, we're going to get some stud running backs, we're going to do this, that, and we're going to get Andy Dalton for a dollar, we're going to do this, everything happened exactly as we thought it would. And that rarely happens. I don't know. I think the team turned out well. Pretty happy about it. Pretty stoked for football. Got C.J. Spiller on both my teams so far.
Nice. I like C.J. Spiller.
Yeah.
It's a good I had him last year. He was pretty fun. Now
he's just explosive.
Yeah. Did you see this? I just did my first draft, and they gave me – it was just kind of basically for fun. Small money. But it's essentially for fun. But you get a draft card after your draft. Now, I got a C+, and I had some beef with. Now, it was only a 10-team, but I felt pretty good about my team.
Yeah, it's weird, too. Did you get some of the Snickers sleeper notes in the chat?
Yes. It's
so Yahoo,
you just selected a secret fantasy Snickers sleeper.
Yeah. It's Yahoo's really trying to, like, up their game, I guess. I don't know. It's one of those things. Like, I almost feel like Yahoo's gone too far this year. I felt like they always had the best interface, the most user-friendly, and they've kind of made it – they've changed it.
Isn't that why people still have Yahoo accounts to play their fantasy sports?
Yeah.
Like, imagine if Google got into fantasy sports, it would be donezo. So, I don't know why Yahoo, I get it, they feel like they gotta do more, but it's like, hey, guys, we like you for Yahoo. You're simple, you're clean.
Yeah, and, I don't know. I just feel like sometimes people overthink it. The format they're using is definitely, like, it's definitely one, like, the feel of the way the web is going to look going forward. They're using some of the elements that you'll start seeing a lot more. I'm just like, it's kind of like when Gmail changed, and it's like sometimes simple is easy, you know. It just works better. I don't know. Anyway, so two traps down, Sean. It's only six to go.
I love your eight fantasy drafts.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I felt good about my team. I won't go through the whole team, but Drew Brees, Maurice Jones-Drew, Jamal Charles. I feel like that's a strong trinity in a PPR league. Well, just PPR league, because I just have – I was telling you before the podcast, I just have this visions of Alex Smith, a.k.a. – Alex Smith is almost like a better Donovan McNabb. I don't know if he can quite – like, Donovan definitely, I would say, is more athletic, but – Alex Smith is almost more ideal for the type of system Andy Reid likes to run than Donovan McNabb, I think, just because he has better accuracy than Donovan McNabb, and I think he's going to be more consistent. So I can't imagine a world where they're not throwing to Jamal Charles a lot.
I mean, it definitely feels like he's going to get, I'd say, what, average 4 to 5 catches a game?
Yeah.
So you think about that in a PPR league, that's like 50 more yards.
Exactly.
Right there.
Exactly. And he's probably going to get 5 yards a catch, 6 yards a catch. So you're getting maybe 60, 70 points just from his receiving. You can average 80 yards a game. And you're looking at like a solid 15 points a game. I'll take that.
Oh, he's going to get more. I bet you Jamaal Charles averages around 20 points a game in a PPR.
Oh, I'm looking forward to dominating some fantasy.
Nice.
Ryan, were you able to read that article, The Rolling Stone? Real quick, we're going to get to our NFL prop picks and, of course, a little preview of college football week one. But, Ryan, real quick, were you able to check out that article I sent you? Rolling Stone's expose, or Rolling Stone, rather, Rolling Stone Magazine expose on Aaron Hernandez.
I did not read it yet. I have it bookmarked, and it's on my list of things to do tomorrow when I get to the office.
Yeah, it is kind of – I started –
It was long, so I started reading it and realized it was going to take me some time. Had to get to some other things, so I didn't get to it.
Yeah, I'll post a link to it on the podcast page. Man, was it awesome. I just listened to an interview of the guy they had on, and of course there was – I started reading about half of it, but man. So it sounds like at the center of all this is a pretty serious PCP habit. So that was kind of what was fueling a lot of this stuff, was that Aaron Hernandez was pretty big into smoking PCP. Like, he would smoke weed, but he would also sprinkle PCP on it. He was getting paranoid. He was thinking that people were trying to kill him, to the point that this magazine alleges that he went to Bill Belichick and said, "People are out there to get me. My boys from back home are trying to kill me. What should I do?" And Belichick's just like, "Hey, lay low. Get an apartment in Boston," which ended up kind of turning into his flop house for some of the party. Belichick also, it comes out that he was, just as of this last spring, he was missing workouts, missing training sessions, and Belichick told him he was one false step away from being cut.
Wow. That explains why they cut him so quick.
Yes, exactly. This was the one false step, getting accused for multiple murders.
Look, I don't blame the guy. PCP is crazy.
Yeah, he was getting paranoid. He was having all these, and it's really sad because, like, Odin Lloyd's friends were telling him, like, "This guy's bad news. You shouldn't be hanging out with him." And they were saying that in the club, and that was the exchange that ended up triggering Aaron Hernandez. Sounded like he was just going home, like, after that fight. Basically, Odin Lloyd's friends told him, "You need to stay away from this guy. He's trouble." Aaron Hernandez saw that and thought he was, like, ratting him out. He had these paranoid delusions.
That's crazy.
Just an insane story. And insane that the Patriots kind of knew that he was into some trouble. Obviously, you don't know he's going to commit murder.
Yeah, the Patriots are into winning games. Typical Boston franchise. Anything it takes.
Yeah, they don't care. I mean, listen, after Spygate, it's tough to look Belichick in the eye and respect him as a man.
Yeah.
Who spies on another man's place? That's the first rule of football. You don't spy on another guy's place. It is the ultimate bitch move. Like, when you play pickup football, a guy tries to sneak into your huddle or something like that. Do you respect that guy? Do you
nope.
go, "Oh my God, that guy's a defensive genius"?
Nope.
"He's ahead of his time"? "Oh, great, you figured out our blitz packages in the Super Bowl and cost the Eagles their only chance they had at a Super Bowl.
Oh, there we go.
It's one of the better teams of all time.
Oh.
Spygate and Randall Cunningham's ACL getting blown out week one in 1991. Those were two of the worst days in Eagles franchise history.
Woe is me. Classic Philadelphia story.
All right, Ryan. Let's take a look at some props for the NFL season coming up.
Yeah.
And, of course, if you want to mix it up with us, we were talking a little bit of fantasy. You can, of course, join our fantasy football league. It's pretty simple. We'll be giving away some T-shirts. It's always fun to have another league to look at, right, guys?
Yeah.
Good thing to – hey. Test out some strategies. Worst case, it's another fun draft. Who doesn't love drafting?
Yep.
That's almost the whole fun of it. You'll be able to mix it up with us in the chat room. All you got to do is go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com. On the side there, you'll see official league. You'll see a link of either pick'em slots are still available as well. We already got 10 people filled up.
Yeah, unfortunately for the fantasy, you got to email us. Just email us your and I'll send an invite to your email address.
But there is a link, so if you hit join fantasy league, it comes up.
Yeah,
with the email address exactly. In there and the subject. So
if not, email contest@sportsgamblingpodcast.com.
And we'll get it. We'll take care of it.
Then we can draft some teams. We can all do a little roster baiting. Learn that today.
What's roster baiting?
It's when you get really roster excited baiting? Over your roster. I thought it was pretty clever. Apparently it's from the show The League.
Yeah.
Thought that was pretty solid.
Makes sense.
Yeah. All right, Sean. You want to do a little rapid fire NFL props style?
Sure. Real quick. Hollywood Nugget. Play pickup basketball with the commish from fantasy football.
Oh, nice.
Steve Renzazzari, or however you pronounce his last name. Nice guy. Good times.
Sweet. You're such a star fucker, Sean. All right, what do you want? You want to plow through the divisions first?
Sure. Let's go through the
division. Oh, and real quick, we're gonna update the spread, the PDF on the website. I've added a couple more plays to my list. So, and I'll tweet them out probably Thursday, today, I guess, if you're listening. Ended up doing 13, maybe 14. Still pondering one play. Anyway. Did a little.
Real quick, we got to come up with an app, like an over-under win total app. So, basically, you say, okay, I think the Saints are going to win 9 games. And then you say, I think Carolina is going to win 10 games. And so it automatically, it kind of like
tells you how you should play it.
Well, basically, it factors in, like, you put in, because basically, we're guessing the win totals, but really, obviously, if you guess high on someone else, it affects the win totals of other people.
Sure,
it'd just be nice to have something that dynamically updated like that.
Yeah. All right, Sean. So let's take us through some props. Let's start with some nice division props. NFC East, we might have touched on this a little bit over the last month. Seems like a division that if you have an opinion, you can make a little bit of money. Skins at plus 180, Giants plus 250.
Have we gotten to the bottom of that yet? Why Giants are plus 250, over-under's 9, and Skins are 8.5?
Well, it's even stranger. So it's Skins plus 180, Cowboys plus 225, Giants plus 250, Eagles plus 500. For me, the only plays are you play the Giants or the Redskins, right?
That would make sense.
I mean, unless you're a sad Eagles homer and you're going to put in a bunch of wagers on them to win the division and the conference and the Super Bowl. Yeah, I don't know. For me, obviously I like the Giants here, but I don't think you can play the Cowboys, can you?
I have no faith in that team.
If you're playing the Eagles, you're getting a longer shot value. But for me, I'll probably put a couple bucks on the Giants.
Yeah, but I'm trying to take my blind hatred away from the Cowboys. You could build a decent scenario for them to win. It's a what, at plus 250?
Plus 225.
Yeah, for me, I that doesn't feel like there's enough value there.
And it just doesn't make sense that the Giants, who have the highest win total, have the third best odds to win the division.
Cowboys are 8. Over-under is 8.5, right?
8.5. Giants are 9. Cowboys 8.5. Redskins 8. Eagles 7.5. The division odds just don't seem to match up.
Yeah, that must be something weird going on there. I like what was I going to say? I like so if you like the Cowboys, let's say you think the Cowboys are going to win the division.
You're almost better off playing the over 8.5.
Right, because I think 9 wins, just play that.
Yeah.
9 wins, there's a decent chance they don't win the division. 10 wins, there's a decent chance they might not win the division.
Well, that's why
Giants, I feel like it's almost the other way. At 9
exactly.
wins, the over, I would say, if you think they're definitely going over 9 wins, then I would say play the division.
Yeah, I agree. I think for the Giants, you play win the division if you like their win total over 9. The Cowboys and the Redskins, I think you don't play to win the division. You play the overs on their win totals.
Yeah, especially the Redskins. The 180, that makes no sense if their over-under is 8.5.
No, it's 8. So you even get a push if they finish 8-8. So that just seems like some strange tomfoolery going on out in Vegas.
Something's going on. We're not aware of,
right? NFC North, Sean. Packers minus 140.
Whoa.
Bears plus 360. Lions plus 400. Vikings plus 1,000.
Wow.
For the record, I ended up laying the minus 200 on the Vikings under 7.5. So I laid some serious juice. I think they're not going to come close to being 500. I mean, honestly,
here's what I would do.
Packers seem like, being that everyone else is a bit of a long shot, I'm surprised the Packers aren't minus 250 here.
Okay.
But I also like the Bears. I think here's the play here is the Bears or the Packers.
Okay. Here's what I say. I think I see the NFC North as a little bit more of a toss-up.
Okay.
I'm just down on Green Bay's offensive line.
Yep.
I don't know. Maybe I'm projecting this curve too early, and maybe Aaron – listen, they still got a great team. I
got sacked 51 times last year.
And I don't think they're going to – listen, it's just all about Green Bay's offensive line. I don't think you can have that offensive line and win the division. So what I say is throw 100 on each. Of 100 on the Bears, 100 on the Lions, 100 on the Vikings. So
I like that better if you don't put the Vikings in there.
Because you just think the Vikings have no chance?
I think the Vikings have no chance.
Okay. Devil's advocate. Why are they – what do you – how many games of regression do you see? Obviously, you took the under at minus 200.
Yeah.
You just
– Here's what I think. I think Adrian Peterson will have a good year. I do not think he'll have one of the best years in the history of the NFL. I don't think Christian Ponder's good. Percy Harvin's gone. I don't see – I just don't see – their best offensive weapon, other than AP, is Kyle Rudolph, the tight end. They just lost Kyle Williams, tore up his knee with that dirty block by San Francisco.
Yeah, I guess, listen, I don't think they're going to have a great year, but I think at 10-1, maybe you consider, maybe you go 100-150. My reason is, at 10-1, it feels like they have somewhat of a chance in the sense that you have the best player in the NFL, you have a decent defense, and you have a decent home field advantage, and you play in a division where I feel like they're going to be in every one of those games.
So,
now, they're going to be tough games.
Yeah, so basically what the odds are saying is that the Vikings have about a 9% chance. The
right, and I'm saying
Lions have a 20% chance, and the Bears have 24% chance, or 23% chance, something like that.
Right. I guess I see it more. Yeah, I guess I see the Vikings more at like 15.
Then there's a little bit of value there. Unfortunately, you can't sell those bets. So it very rarely, even if you feel like there's value, rarely can you actually materialize that value.
Okay.
I don't know. I would endorse the Bears at plus 360.
That sounds like a good pick. All right, I'll go with the Bears at 360, but also sprinkle a little on Detroit and the Vikings.
Done and done. All right. Oh, Sean, the NFC South. Atlanta Falcons plus 160.
Now, this division, I cannot figure out for my life.
Nope. Falcons plus 160, Saints plus 240, Bucks plus 350, Panthers plus 400. I don't think there's much to talk about here. I just think the Panthers, you combining the value with the fact that, like you said, it seems like a toss-up, I'll take the long shot. I think they have more room to grow than anyone else in the division, I think. Them and the Bucks. So I'd roll the dice on the Panthers here.
I don't think Carolina has it. I think they might have to get a new coach before they make that next step. I'm going to go Falcons. I think they're bringing back a team that continues to get better. They have an insane advantage at home. I think they're going to win 7 or 8 games at home.
Yeah, I don't know.
I like getting plus odds on the Falcons to win the division.
Not going to argue with that.
I mean, what was their over-under?
10.
So, to me, that's – see, now this is just a – like,
well,
look at compared – okay, so, like, Redskins were 8 wins in the over-under, and it was plus 180.
Well, here's –
so that – to me, that
– they were 10, but with heavy juice on the under. The Saints were 9 with heavy juice on the over.
Yeah.
And the – Carolina was 7 with insane juice on the over. So if you adjust the win totals, New Orleans and Atlanta are probably right in the same ballpark, and Carolina's right behind them. Anyway.
That being said, I like the Falcons there.
That's fine.
I'm just
I'll take Cam Town
all
right. The way. All right. Next up, NFC West. Seems like a two-horse race.
Arizona and St. Louis.
San Francisco and Seattle are both going off at plus 110. We talked about liking the under on the 49ers a little bit. I think this is where you maybe jump in and grab the Seahawks. Or you can play a long shot. Rams, 10-1. Cardinals, 18-1.
I don't like it. To me, this division feels like a stay away. Because that even the...
Yep, you bet the Seahawks or you stay away.
Well, I like the Seahawks to win the division, but I think partly I just don't like the San Francisco team personally. So I'm gonna just say stay away here.
Yeah.
Because the San Francisco and Seattle, why would you take a division bet at plus 110?
No.
I feel like plus one, over plus 150 kind of makes sense to me. But plus 110?
Yeah. No, especially when, well, honestly, that's, I feel like the, yeah, I agree. I'm if I was going to do anything, I'd take the Seahawks. I'm probably not going to do anything.
Yeah, this division feels like a stay away for me.
All right, moving to the AFC. Buffalo Bills, 15-1.
Wow, is that before Thule was named their starter?
Jets, 15-1.
Right, now, what's the week one? What was the week one spread?
Eight.
It was 7. Now it's only 8?
Yeah.
We have to bet everything.
That might be
on
a contest play.
It's such a homer pick, but it's just aligning perfectly for a Patriots slaughter.
It's so square, it might not be square.
Where is it at?
In Buffalo.
Still.
See, Sean, this is where you typically say that the Bills play scrappy at home, and circles the wagons.
I've had a couple moments there, and they do have some good skill guys, but I don't like drafting a... He's an undrafted quarterback who was 4-22 in college. 4-22.
Yeah.
I
agree.
With no preseason.
I agree. Miami Dolphins plus 350 and the Patriots minus 400. Rarely do I endorse taking heavy favorites, but how can you really take any of these other teams?
But maybe you make a case for the Dolphins, but
nope.
I say at plus 300, I would like the Panthers more, plus 400, I feel like.
Yeah. I feel like the Panthers have a much better shot to win their division than the Dolphins.
Listen, maybe there'll be a horrible staph infection that takes over the entire New England Patriots locker room. Did you see that Lawrence Tynes, Ryan?
Yeah.
He's not recovering well from that staph infection on the Tampa Bay Bucks. That's not something we should overlook when we're breaking down week one lines. Staph infection? A lot of guys sick?
Yeah.
That's not good.
What are they doing in that locker room? What has Greg Schiano brought from Rutgers?
Some tomfoolery. Yeah, you thought it was bad, that other guy, what he was doing to the players in the locker room, yelling at him. This guy's bringing in staph infections.
It's the Rutgers way. All right, Sean, AFC North. Pittsburgh Steelers and Bengals, 2-1. Ravens, plus 220. Cleveland Browns, plus 750. For me, there's one play here. I'm drinking the Hard Knocks Kool-Aid. Give me the Bengals, 2-1.
At what?
2-1.
They're 2-1.
Steelers are 2-1. Ravens are 220. And the Browns are 750.
I'm going to take the Ravens here.
Do it. You're betting against that hangover, huh?
Yeah.
All right. AFC South. This is one where I'll just go through it. Jacksonville, 30-1. That's crazy for a division, but they suck. Even though I'm betting the over on Jacksonville this year, Sean.
What was it at?
Again, 5. Even 5. Tennessee, 8-1. Indy, 2-1. Texans, minus 180. I'm laying the juice. I'm laying minus 180. This is a crazy, crazy, crazy line. We talked about it. The Colts are going to regress. The Texans are a machine.
Yeah, I guess you got to go Texans here. I'd like to make a case for my boy Andrew Luck, but I think it's going to be a case of them not quite winning as many games, but still being a pretty solid team.
All right, last up, fairly boring division here. Raiders 25-1, Chargers 8-1, Chiefs 5-1, Broncos minus 400. Can't really endorse fading the Broncos, even though I do like the under. If I'm going to do anything, we talked about it all summer. I like the Chiefs. I might take a small piece of that Chiefs plus 500.
Yeah, that's you want to talk about mid-range long shots?
That seems like a fair one.
Yeah, that's in the mix. I would go Chiefs.
It's probably a pretty fair line, but I think I'd still go for it.
Makes sense.
All right, Sean. Before we get to the AFC NFC, let's run through some fun props.
Well, let's do this fun game, Ryan. Generally,
what fun game is that, Sean?
Six teams.
Oh, we did this last year.
Yeah,
we should write this down this time.
Okay, we'll make note of it. So six teams make the playoffs, right?
Yes.
Generally, three are new.
12 teams.
Oh, yeah, okay. So six in each conference. So 12 teams make the playoffs. Six of them are new. Let's look at the 12 that made it last year and figure out which six you don't see going into this year.
Which six? All right. Wow, that's a six. You think there's going to be a six-team turnover? Is that what you're saying?
I think generally, yeah. I think there's like three different.
I'd say two teams from each conference would be fair.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. Do you really think?
Isn't that generally the? No, I think it's generally like three teams per conference.
All right. Well, let's go
year to year. I mean,
let's roll with it. So last year.
Can you look up 2011 and see real quick?
Doing it. Bengals, Texans. I think they're both going to be there again.
Okay. Keep going.
Vikings, Packers. Okay. That's at least one team that's not going to be there.
Okay.
Colts, Ravens. Two teams right there.
Oh, you think? Okay.
I think both teams are not going to be in the playoffs this year.
Oh, wow.
Seahawks, Redskins. I could see the Redskins missing it, but probably not. So right now, just from wild card weekend, I'm going to say the Colts, the Ravens, and the Vikings are out.
Okay, I'm going to say the Vikings, Redskins are out. Vikings and Redskins. And the Packers, out.
All right, that's fair. Next up, Broncos, Patriots.
They're both in.
I can't fade either one of those teams. 49ers and Falcons, both out.
Wow.
Yep.
Stunning playoff prediction.
Up. So who did I just say is not making it?
So, Ryan, you're saying the Falcons aren't even going to make a wild card.
I'm saying the Falcons are out. I'm saying the 49ers are out.
Wow.
I'm saying the Vikings are out. I'm saying the Colts and the Ravens. That's five. I feel like that's a pretty strong commitment.
Okay. Which ones did I have?
But if I had to do two from each conference, I would probably put the I'd probably keep the Falcons would be the team that would stay.
Well, you already called that the Falcons weren't going. Are you going to stay back?
No, I'm sticking with it. I'm going to go five teams. Falcons, 49ers, Vikings in the NFC, Colts, Ravens in the AFC.
All right, now who did I have down there?
You had the Packers.
Right. Vikings.
Vikings.
Redskins.
Skins.
Do we go over all 12 teams?
Yeah. You didn't want to throw your Colts under the bus.
No, I can't do that. Who is in the AFC again?
Bengals, Texans, Ravens, Colts, Patriots, Broncos.
Yeah, I'll just go with three.
All right. Make me go out on a limb, take all these teams.
All right, I'll throw in the Broncos not making it.
Oh.
So that's a pretty big one. That counts.
I'll give you two for that one.
All right.
And I'm going to email this to you, Sean, right now.
Okay.
So we can document this. All right. Where were we? Oh. Let's go over some yardage props. Most passing yards in the NFL. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to read off all the odds. Let's just pick someone.
I mean, it sounds boring, but how do you step away from a guy like Drew Brees?
Prime
of his career, getting his coach back.
3-1. Not a bad bet.
I mean, it's boring, but I feel like that's the way favorite.
To go. I would go with Stafford, who's 6-1, the second favorite. Peyton Manning 8-1.
You like that? I like the idea of a guy in the dome too.
And the fact that they could be losing a lot of games. I don't
know. I think that helped Brees last year. Stafford's definitely a good call there at 6-1.
You know, never good to take favorites in those kind of props, but.
Yeah, I like Stafford 6-1, though. Let's go
most
with that.
Rushing yards. AP's the favorite at plus 270. No one else is under 10-1.
Oh, wow. So I would maybe get a couple stallions.
Yeah. Jamal Charles, I would, if for me, for Ryan, give me Spiller and Jamal Charles. 10-1 for Spiller, 12-1 for Charles.
LeSean McCoy,
LeSean McCoy's 18-1. They like to run the ball. That's the play. That's a nice value bet.
Chip Kelly likes to run the ball.
Wow, that seems wrong. I guess running backs are such a variable thing. Receiving yards, probably not going to be that. I mean, I'd imagine Calvin Johnson's a huge fit. Yeah, plus 225. So who's the guy that maybe beats out Calvin Johnson?
Now, it's just yards?
Just yards.
Maybe a guy A.J. Green?
A.J. Green, 12-1. See, for me, I would play A.J. Green and I would play Brandon Marshall. Both 12-1. Both receivers have quarterbacks that only throw them the ball. Feels like that feels like value.
Yeah, but I feel like I would just take Calvin Johnson.
I mean,
because he's so fun to root for too.
He's just a freak. All right, Sean, most sacks.
Michael Vick,
sacks by a defensive player.
Oh, okay.
I like that attempt at a reverse jinx, though.
What? I'm down on him this year.
Oh, just this year.
Yep. Jeez, I don't even.
To give you an idea, J.J. Watt's the favorite at 5-1.
Yeah, but he's.
Alden Smith is the second favorite at 6-1, and then it's everyone gets over 10-1. I mean, for
I almost wouldn't. I would not play this prop because.
JPP come healthy finally, 35-1.
But doesn't it seem
35-1?
Yeah. I mean, listen, you like the guy. You have a crush on him.
35-1!
Throw a couple bucks on him. Piss your money away. Right. I think
this is a sucker
prop's
bet.
A stay away bet because I feel like it always ends up being.
The field. Some random
Well, just
dude.
A random guy or a guy you might know, but you had no idea he was expecting that kind of year. Plus, there's so many fluke sacks, like when Michael Strahan. Well, essentially when Brett Favre Michael Strahan the
here
sack
Here we
record.
Go.
So that
He would have had the most sacks regardless. All right. Here's some little bit more fun.
Do they get Michael Jordan 2 rings for the years he played baseball? Oh, he would have won those championships.
No, but no. I mean, no one was within. Jesus Christ. Do I have to explain this to you? It's embarrassing. All right. We can do some more. There's some more fun ones here. What do we got? All right. Here you go, Sean. Will a team go 16-0?
Wow.
Yeah, there's no no.
Oh, man.
Yes.
I was going to say, I'd bet $1 million on this.
Yes is 28-1. Those are bad odds.
That's horrible odds.
Will a team go 19-0? 40-1. Horrible odds.
40-1?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just take...
Will a team go 0-16? 35-1. I don't like any of these.
No.
Will a player record over 2,000 rushing yards? 3-1. Seems like the odds are not very good. Will a quarterback record 1,000 rushing yards? 225. I don't like any of these, Sean.
A quarterback 1,000 yards?
Yeah.
Yeah, Michael Vick's going to get that.
Will any quarterback record over 5,000 passing yards? It's a lot of passing yards. But we got a couple guys who easily could do it. Not easily, but Breeze, Stafford, minus 150. This doesn't feel like a good bet.
No.
Will any quarterback have 50 touchdown passes? 5-1. Don't like it.
No.
Will any player have 20 receiving touchdowns? Plus 550. Really hate that one.
No.
And these are stupid bets. These are sucker bets. If you bet any one of those, you're a sucker. I just read them all off, too. All right, Sean. Let's see if we can find some more interesting ones. Some more realistic props.
Well, we can always do the MVPs.
Yeah, we're getting there. We're getting there.
Okay. I like the interesting ones.
We're getting there. You can do a whole bunch of... You can basically do, will any team make the playoffs? That's always interesting. So maybe we take some of the shockers... and say, bet the no. Although Atlanta Falcons, no is only plus 190, Sean. Ravens, will they make the playoffs? No is only minus 130.
What? No.
Yes is even money.
No. The Raiders? Oh, Ravens.
Ravens.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Settle down. All right, let me. I this one caught my eye, because it's always fun to bet on this kind of stuff. First coach fired. Dennis Allen of the Raiders, plus 200. Gus Bradley of the Jaguars, 50-1.
50-1?
Yeah. Jason Garrett of the Cowboys, 15-1.
Ooh, that's tempting.
Jim Schwartz of the Lions, 15-1. I feel like they've stuck with him long enough. They're not going to fire him this year.
Yeah.
Leslie Frazier of the Vikings, 8-1. Mike Munchak of the Titans, 12-1. Ron Rivera of the Panthers, 12-1. And the favorite from your New York Jets, Rex Ryan.
Well, see, does that count if they quit? I feel like Rex Ryan might quit.
I say take Jason Garrett, 15-1. He could be out week four.
I like the Jags coach, 50-1. That's
50-1.
Well, and they're so bad, dude. That one makes sense.
All right, this is kind of like the opposite of who won the Super Bowl. Who will have the worst record? Throw me a team, Sean.
Philadelphia Eagles.
Philadelphia Eagles. 25-1.
I like that.
Tennessee Titans are 10-1. That's crazy. Cleveland Browns are 15-1.
Eh.
But Buffalo Bills, 8-1. Cardinals, 6-1. Raiders, plus 250. Jags, plus 400.
Whoa, Jags are plus 400?
Yeah. No, I'm on the Jags this year.
I like the Jags at plus 400.
I don't know where you go there. It's hard to not look at the Raiders.
Yeah, but I feel like the Raiders and the Jags are at a pretty similar space.
All right, Sean.
What's up?
MVP.
What are the Chargers at for worst team?
Oh.
Is that on there?
Yeah.
What do you got there?
25-1.
I like that.
Yeah. Rams are 40-1.
See, but I feel like that's going to be a tie, and how do they sort the tiebreaker? Oh, I guess it's
whoever gets the first draft pick. Yeah.
Well, is there a clear-cut number one?
Oh, who's that?
Mingus. Or no,
It's either going to be Jadeveon Clowney or Teddy Bridgewater, the quarterback from Louisville. All right, MVP. Who's it going to be this year?
So, what's Michael Vick at?
Just tell me. Stop it.
Just tell me.
He's not on the list. No, he's 60-1.
God, that would be so awesome.
You know, he actually is one of the few guys that could win it if he has a good year, I feel like.
The Eagles somehow went like 11-5 or 12-4 and they won the division.
Yeah. Now, Peyton Manning's the favorite, 4-1. I like, I wouldn't mind putting a couple bucks on Russell Wilson, 15-1.
Oh, I really like that, yeah.
That dude's a badass. Him and RG3 are both 15-1.
Oh, don't like RG3 at all. He's not going anywhere. That guy's done.
Right.
Jaws said so. Uh-huh. I heard the report. Jaworski.
So, like, all right, real quick. Real quick. Can we talk about how did Ron Jaworski all of a sudden become the expert on quarterback play in the NFL?
Well, it was funny.
When did that happen? Because did he not get fired from Monday Night Football for being a jackass?
Yeah, he got kicked out of Monday Night Football, and my thought was, well, that's the last time we'll see Ron Jaworski on television.
Now
he reinvented himself.
Now he is the expert member of the media when it comes to talking about quarterbacks.
Yeah, it's surprising.
It is surprising. He wasn't a good quarterback when he played.
Oh, Ryan, come on.
All right.
He was a good quarterback.
AFC Championship, Sean. Who are you riding this year? This is the rapid fire round. You're on the clock.
Do I want to go interesting?
No, go with who you think's going to win.
It's going to be the Patriots.
Patriots, 4-1.
Yeah.
Broncos 220.
Oh my God.
Texans 7-1. And then after that, it's a bunch of 12, 13, 14-1.
What's the Ravens at? Or what are the Ravens?
14-1.
That's tempting.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I would take I might drop a little nugget on the Texans or the Bengals.
Yeah, these I don't like any of those, to be honest.
Nope. These are all sucker bets. But you got to pick someone. NFC Championship. Teams not named the Eagles. Giants 15-1, Sean. Seems like a little value there.
Well, I guess if they make the playoffs.
You don't want to mess with the Giants team in the playoffs.
They're going to go 9-7 and win the Super Bowl again this year.
Falcons are 850. You like the Falcons.
I do. There's definitely some value there.
That might be your play.
But again, it's one of these things.
I don't think there's ever any value in these bets unless you're going long shot. So for me, I'll recommend you go a little in the Giants, a little in the Bears.
What about the old mechanical parlay, as they like to say?
Yeah, that's your best bet.
You just take the team.
You just ride them.
And then just take the money, bet a money line, money line, money line. And then, well, I guess if they're, well, in the case of the Falcons, they only get
the only
games,
time so. You might get value is if you take a, like, if it's the Patriots and they end up being, like, touchdown favorites every week.
Yeah, or the Falcons even. If they,
yeah, if they get home field.
Whoever gets home field.
Super Bowl champ. It's going to be the Broncos, right? For sure.
Super Bowl champion?
For sure. So, in full disclosure, my pick is the Seahawks. It's down to 850. Do you remember what my bet's at, Sean? I think it's either at 12 or 15-1. I made it the day after the 2013 Super Bowl. That's who I'm sticking with. I'm kind of behind this Seahawks team.
No, I agree. I really like Russell Wilson.
I like what Pete Carroll is doing. I like the way that Russell Wilson's composed. They play physical.
I like that they're taking Adderall. They're really focused.
Everyone takes Adderall. I mean, everyone who has a prescription takes Adderall. Did you hear about that?
What?
Richard Sherman just mouthing off about how everyone takes Adderall, and then he had to, like, correct himself and say, yeah, well, I meant everyone who has a prescription takes Adderall.
So great.
Yeah. All right. Enough about these silly props. But, yeah, we'll update the PDF. I'll include which division bets I play, get it out, blast it on Twitter so there's a record of my awesomeness. NCAA, Sean. I know you're not a big college fan, but starts Thursday. Starts today.
I like watching college football. I just don't have a team, so it's not quite the same. And I do like it.
All right, well.
I guess I don't really have a beef with college football. I get into it. I usually just end up watching the marquee game, so I'll catch like an SEC game.
All right, so the games you might watch tomorrow, even though it's an early kickoff, Battle of the Carolinas, North Carolina, little hype behind them this year, and a little ACC-SEC battle takes on Jadeveon Clowney in South Carolina. Carolina laying 13.5. That's a big spread. This North Carolina team is scrappy.
Which one is Clowney?
South Carolina.
And they're getting 13.5?
Favored by 13.5 at home.
Oh.
This is a game where I might buy the half point, play North Carolina plus the two touchdowns. They're an underrated team, I feel like. They have some solid talent. They've been recruiting the heck out of that.
Give me the Gamecocks minus 13.5.
Sure thing. And then the other marquee game for us folks out on the left coast, USC.
Hawaii.
And Lane Kiffin. So, Sean, little side note. I was trying to figure out how Lane Kiffin rose to his prominence, right?
Yes.
Lane Kiffin was a assistant, a intern or whatever they call it, a graduate assistant in like 1997 after he stopped playing college ball. He was a quarterback's coach. He was a quality coach until he was an offensive coordinator at USC for 3 years, 2 or 3 years. He then went straight to the NFL, head coach of the Raiders, head coach of Tennessee. He was recently named as the number one coach college recruits would not want to play for. I don't understand him. I don't think he's very good at his job.
What teams or programs has he turned around?
That's what I'm saying. I just read his whole resume. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, last year was his what? First year at USC or second?
Second. He gained fame by being the offensive coordinator at USC when Leinart and Reggie Bush were there. I guess, and then went to the Raiders and sucked, and went to Tennessee and sucked, and had to have a security escort out of Tennessee because they were going to murder him. And
yeah,
he came
to
USC.
What happened exactly in Tennessee?
Well, he came to Tennessee. He was talking about how great he's going to turn the program around, this and that. And then he just decided once the USC job came up and when Carol left, he just left. And they wanted his head on a I don't know, what are they?
Platter?
I don't know, sure.
Head on a stake?
Anyway, so USC heads to Hawaii. Sean, we just went to Hawaii.
Yeah, feeling
tough
good.
Tough to focus on football when you're in Hawaii.
Week
USC,
one.
24.5 point road favorite.
Wow.
I know nothing about this Hawaii team, but based on all that, Silas Red will not play, still recovering from a knee injury. They are going to play two quarterbacks in the game, USC. You know what they say when you have two quarterbacks, Sean?
You have zero quarterbacks.
I say take the points here.
Feeling good about the points. Upset special.
Yeah, they ain't going to win the game, but look.
What's the money line?
There is none. These, not listed at least, these kids are going to be having some good times. Moving on to Saturday, let's just go over a couple of the big matchups. The matchups you're going to be watching. Unfortunately, Sean, one of those matchups is my Virginia Tech Hokies traveling down to Atlanta, hot Atlanta, to play a little neutral field action against Alabama. Alabama is laying 21.5 points.
Whoa. Ryan, what happened? Beaver ball, baby.
The Alabama's really good. Here's how – I'm not even going to tell you how to pick which side you should play here. Obviously, the points will be nice. It's 9-1 on the money line. That's crazy. But for Tech to win, it's got to be low scoring. They have to turn them over, and they have to have a big special teams play. And Logan Thomas has to just not suck. He has no interception, no turnovers. They'll be in the game. Take the points.
Yeah,
shit,
the
I wasn't going to say take the points. I told everyone, a lot of people months ago, that if I start talking – like, Virginia Tech has a shot to win this game. Just tell me to shut the fuck up. So, anyway, let's go through a couple more games.
Sure.
Georgia heads to Clemson. Another ACC-SEC battle. ACC really has a chance to make a statement. Will they? Probably not. Georgia heads to Clemson, where Clemson's two-point dogs at home. Now, Georgia has the preseason all-SEC quarterback. Not Johnny Football. It's Aaron Murray in his fourth year. Georgia's a good team. Georgia's a really good team. Clemson's a really good team. Clemson smoked. Who did Clemson smoke in the bowl game? LSU, was it? I think Clemson should not be getting points here. The over-under is 71 also. But I think the play here – now, some ACC bias here, but I think the play is to take the points. Clemson's a tough stadium to play in, and it's early. It's the first game. I don't know. I just think – I don't think they should be – I think this should be flipped. The spread should be Clemson minus two. So, for that reason, give me
the
points.
All right, I'm on board with Clemson, quality team.
All right, one more big marquee matchup, LSU and TCU. I believe they're playing in Dallas Stadium or wherever the fuck – Jerry World. Jerry's World.
AT&T Park.
Oh, that's right. Isn't that great that they sold the naming right? Those sellouts.
Maybe Jerry's just saying
the domain name, now the stadium. All right, Sean.
Cowboys.com.
LSU heads to and they're playing TCU, who is obviously plays in Texas. TCU's getting 6 points. LSU, Zach Mettenberger, that defense, the Mad Hatter.
I really like LSU this
year. LSU, 31-0. In non-conference regular season games under Les Miles. I don't see them losing this game. I know TCU thinks they have a team that can compete. LSU is just a big boy team. I like this up to a touchdown. As much as I'd like to root against LSU, I don't like Les Miles.
He's a good coach. Give
too
me LSU. I feel real good about that LSU play.
Too many
six.
Athletes. And let's do one more bonus pick for the local folk. UCLA. Do they have it again, Sean? You became a nice UCLA fan last year.
Yeah, I rode them a little bit there. Got some got a couple nice wins.
Taking
probably
on,
rode it a little too far, but
taking on Nevada. UCLA is laying 20. I do not like this. I do not feel good about this UCLA team. I think teams – I really think some teams really got caught by surprise. They lost Jonathan Franklin, who was a huge piece of that offense last year.
Yeah, I like Nevada plus 20. I like UCLA 14, maybe 14 and a half, somewhere around
there. I mean,
there.
For me, it feels like it should be in that 15 to 17 point range.
Yeah, up to 17, I'm thinking about it, but 20 is too much.
Yeah. But other than that, any thoughts on the college football season? Teams you like, teams you don't like?
I like LSU.
You like LSU?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, it's hard not to.
Bama's going to be tough.
Yeah, they're going to be coming pretty hard. But I think LSU, I think they'll give them a run.
LSU, 10-1 to win the SEC.
I mean, it's
why
all
not?
Just Alabama, right?
Alabama, Georgia, Texas A&M. Johnny, look, hear it, listen to me right now. I don't know what the over-under is for Texas A&M. I'd bet the under. There's a lot of – he's already suspended for first game.
Well, for the first half of the first game.
Whatever. But doesn't it just feel like there's a lot of stuff going around?
He's a head case, Johnny Manziel. That guy is just –
the over-under's off. It's off now, damn it.
His dad is doing interviews about how he drinks because he has demons.
He had to leave the Manning Passing Academy because he was dehydrated from being drunk.
Yeah.
How do you do that? How does that happen?
No, he slept in and said he was – and, like, showed up late and was whatever.
Well, yeah, but he was dehydrated because he was out partying.
Well, he said he was dehydrated. He's probably just hungover.
Well, yeah, whatever.
Still.
We get it. Dehydration is code for I was drunk.
If you can't make it through a Manning Passing Academy with a hangover, you can't make it through another season.
Yeah.
Manziel said – my entire life, I've been succeeding in places that people said I wouldn't. Now the role's reversed. He's the favorite. He's the guy coming in with the Heisman Trophy win. That's what I would do. Just mentally, it feels like you got to fade Manziel, the Aggies, and this team.
Yep.
Any chance you can, Ryan, fade the Aggies.
Yeah, I also like fading Ohio State. People are really high on them. They're a top five preseason team. Over-under is 11. Feels a little high. I don't feel like they're going 12-0 or 11-1.
Well, Urban Meyer just said he's got a lot of recruits, he said, from the streets who they've changed their ways. They're going to Bible study.
Well, yeah, he did. He just had Aaron Hernandez speak at one of his preseason camps. I don't know. Did you see the picture, though, Sean?
What's the picture?
The picture at Florida of – it was like a priest – It was Tim Tebow, Riley Cooper, and Aaron Hernandez.
Oh, you got to put that up on the podcast.
Yeah, the question then becomes, what don't we know about Tim Tebow? I think my money, I think the odds-on favorite is that Tim Tebow touches little boys.
Well, I'm not going to go
allegedly,
that far.
Sorry.
Hey, it's speculation. You're coming up with wild rumors. I have a feeling Tim Tebow's gay.
Not you think so?
Yeah, not that there's anything wrong about
it. He is awfully happy.
He smiles a lot. He dresses well. He claims to be a virgin for some reason. If I had to guess on Tim Tebow's sexuality, I would guess he's a gay guy.
Yeah.
That being said, still a huge fan. Still got to give him a chance.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, man.
Sounds like he's going to get cut, Sean.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think Belichick admits that he's wrong. I think he's going to keep going.
Sounds like he's going to get cut. Sounds like they signed him to try to straighten out Aaron Hernandez.
And then Aaron Hernandez got cut by murder.
What is he like? Completed like 8% of his passes in the preseason or something crazy like that?
He was like, it was 5 for 20, I saw recently. Or there was a game he was 1 for 8. He doesn't know how to throw the football, so. Are you going to hold that against him, Ryan?
I mean, it's one of those things. Wouldn't you want God on your side?
Ryan, this is a great way to go out on the podcast because the next time you hear my voice, you will have just downloaded the podcast on Thursday for the NFL kickoff.
Broncos, Ravens.
Can't wait. All right, guys, looking forward to the NFL season. To you guys mixing it up, making some picks, locking it down. Thanks for all the support. As always, follow us on Gambling at Gambling Podcast. We're always down to mix it up, sending your picks as well. iTunes, Stitcher, rate, review, share, the whole nine. And, of course, our sponsors, Amazon. Click through the Amazon link or Score Big. And, of course, League Heads. Good times over there. Fun, free fantasy gambling. For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I am Sean, stacking the money green, and he is Ryan.
I got nothing else, Sean.
Kramer, let it ride.